It's 522.
Now to the Obama administration and potential changes in gun laws meant to curb the violence. Vice President Joe Biden has been hearing personal stories from representatives of victims groups and gun safety organizations as he works on a response to last month's shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
During the rest of the week, he meets with the NRA and video game designers, among others. Joining us to talk about it, Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Hiya, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So what happened today?
Well, you know, he had this meeting with the victims groups, and and not just victims, but also people that have been working on this gun control issue for years, and frankly have felt that they were really in the wilderness for the last decade or so, making no real progress at the federal level and actually losing ground at the state level. And, you know, they set forth what they're interested in the White House doing, which includes both advancing legislation, which is their real goal up on Capitol Hill to bring things back like the assault weapons ban and other measures. But they're also interested in the president taking some unilateral executive action. And that was sort of the real news out of today, to hear from Vice President Biden that the president is considering some moves he could make on his own.
Now, we mentioned tomorrow, Vice President Biden meets with the NRA, and then later in the week, it's with the video game industry. This meeting, these two meetings coming up, may not be as joyful, or maybe joyful is not the word, as smooth as they were today.
Right. I mean, some of those are going to be a little more tense, I think, particularly the meeting with the gun advocates, the people that are supporting gun rights. And the White House is trying to sort of soften that a little bit by saying, look, it's not just the NRA we're meeting with, but a variety of other people, including some gun owners that are a bit more friendly to what people like to refer to as gun safety measures, maybe not taking guns away from people, but issues like gun locks and measures to keep guns out of the hands of folks that are mentally unstable.
Josh, is it a little easier for the president to stridently push this forward since he's not going to have to go up for election again?
Well, I think that's definitely one of the factors here. I mean, look, there were plenty of mass shootings, maybe nothing quite as horrific as Newtown, during the first, say, 3.5 years of the Obama administration. You had that Gabby Giffords incident in Arizona where you actually had somebody trying to kill a member of Congress along with a lot of other people. And we know that the Obama administration looked at a lot of these options after that incident took place and some of the other shootings. And while they made a few minor changes around the edges, they really didn't make any of these significant proposals or changes back then. And so you have to wonder if the president feels he has a bit more flexibility now with the election behind him to advance some of this gun control agenda.
Josh, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it.